Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Must Watch with George and Alan. My name's George. With me is Alan. Alan, how are you going? Jeez.
I'm all right. God, it's a pleasure to be here. George, from the bottom of my heart, thanks for having me.
Okay, you don't need to say that because you are a host on this podcast.
No, so that song's on a loop, is it?
Yeah, loop three times, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Well, we shouldn't dilly-dally. Let's just get on with the episode.
Jeez.
We've got a great guest in the studio. It's Aaliyah Livore.
Oh, so close.
Oh, really?
I'm hopeless at names. Can you say it right for me?
Livore.
Livore.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's probably the best attempt anyone's ever made.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
That's fantastic news. Even your own parents.
Yeah. My grandma says Livore, everyone else says Livore. Yeah, so she's getting it wrong.
Okay, wow.
Yeah,
I probably heard it from your grandma when she introduced you on stage.
MCing that open mic
a
few weeks ago.
Oh, she's a terrific MC in the local scene.
Very quick-witted.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we're doing a few. We can have a chat. We've got a few segments.
We did segments.
Our signature segment. That's probably it's cancelled. We did Must Solve last week. We're doing Must Read this week.
Oh.
How exciting.
Unless you've got a good thing that you want to solve.
Well, I was thinking about William Tyrrell, the little boy, which is crazy. And it's very like true crime podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We love true crime.
From where I'm from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like 20 minutes from Port Macquarie.
Yeah, right.
But
when was this?
About 4 or 5 years ago.
Really?
And then it's just like disappeared. He's just disappeared without a trace.
Very strange case.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make for a good comedy. Though,
no. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I think it's a bit too real. It's not like Bigfoot.
That's why we do Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster.
I'm like, let's look into William Tyrrell. Well,
I wouldn't mind, like, because George and I are so interested in true crime.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've read all the books.
Every book.
Not even just true crime books. All the books.
All the books.
And
every book, which includes all the true crime books.
If you go back far enough, then it does feel like you're a bit more detached. And I think you can make humor out of something like Jack the Ripper it's like a myth almost.
It doesn't
feel real.
Yeah.
But still, a few prostitutes died. Don't forget that.
They would never.
Mary? What was the name of one of them?
Mary was the name of everyone in the 18th century.
If you've read all the books, of course you would know that Mary was one of the victims.
Was his name actually Jack?
Yep.
Really? Wow.
That narrows it down.
Relocated to Australia, that he was in Melbourne jail.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
I've heard stuff that he was that doctor from the States as well.
Oh.
A doctor from the States?
Yeah.
Because his coming and goings from London lined up with the murders or whatever. And he was also like a bit of a freak.
Dr. Ripper.
Yeah.
Jack. Jack Ripper.
We can't figure it out, but...
Oh, man.
So we can't deep dive into the disappearance of William Tyrrell.
Great doctor. You'd
be like, turn your head, cough, and he'd diagnose what was wrong with you.
Yeah.
The problem was he'd stabbed you.
As he coughed.
And he'd say, there's your problem. God, that Jack Ripper doctor.
Like when people stick their finger in your mouth and they're when they're yawning.
Who does that?
On the bus.
What kind of circles are you rolling in, Aaliyah?
A lot of weirdos. Yeah. Have you never had that happen to you? When you yawn and someone goes, and puts their finger in your mouth?
When I yawn, someone puts their finger in my mouth? No, that's never happened.
It's because you're a man.
Try
being a woman.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Oh, there you go.
That's the probably thing that you need to cancel.
God damn, I'm living in a bubble. Privileged bubble where I'm yawning left, right, and center.
Not scared.
Nobody dares enter my mouth orifice.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Oh, man. Well, yeah, no, I am a big fan of true crime. Did you watch the Ted Bundy stuff on Netflix?
I started watching the Zac Efron movie.
Yeah. I thought that was weird, that movie, because I watched the whole thing and I thought it was fine. And I thought that Zac's performance was pretty good. Mm. But it's weird because it's like the whole film is played off like a did he, didn't he film. And it's like, he did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then at the end, they like reveal it and you're like, You're like, yeah, I know.
There's no surprises. Yeah. Oh, wait, you did it?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So who's watching this film being like, I wonder if he did do it, yeah. You know? Like, no
There
one.
Is a little How thing called in? Innocent until proven guilty, George.
Yeah, but he has been proven guilty.
Yeah, but when you're watching the movie...
Oh, he's yet to be proven guilty.
He has yet to be proven guilty.
Yeah, I know that.
In the movie.
You've got to suspend his belief.
But it's... No, but it still doesn't make sense, really, to me.
It's art.
Yeah, it's art. Thank you. It is art.
It's not meant to make sense.
What? I mean, I don't want
to... meant to make you think.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you do it?
Feel something.
Yeah. But it's just weird. I thought it was weird that they tried to do it, like a twist at the end.
He's a handsome dude. Yeah.
You're like, this isn't a twist. This is no M. Night Shyamalan.
High School Musical.
That's a twist.
Zac Efron just rips off his jewelry clothes. Yeah, like
he goes basketball. He's got a basketball jersey.
And he starts singing.
Yeah. Flash forward 45 years.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
But did he do it? We'll never know.
We won't.
Maybe we should solve Ted Bundy.
Mm.
But he didn't. He wasn't. He admitted it eventually, didn't he? He wasn't denying it before he was executed.
Oh, people say things when they're on that execution chair.
Yeah.
Oh, he was executed.
Yeah, electric chair.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was on death row for 10 years, and he was on the electric chair for not as long as that.
Why do they keep them on death row? Why don't they just?
Well, because there's so many appeals.
Okay.
They keep appealing all the way up until the Supreme Court, usually, and then, is that right? And then once the Supreme Court rules, yeah, you're going to die, and then the governor just signs a death warrant, and you die, like, in a week's time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, but it takes years for the appeals to go through. Mm. Anyway, this is not a good podcast. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is not a true crime.
This is not a true crime. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
Save it for must solve, yeah. You know? We're not doing that segment
this week.
We're not
even doing it. Yeah. We're not even doing it. We're doing Must Read.
Yep.
And we're doing That's Probo.
It's Cancelled, which we do every episode because it's the signature. You know, it's the signature.
Even if we don't have anything good lined up,
we have a jingle.
Stay
for
the course.
We're using that jingle every episode.
Should we play the jingle? Should we just get into it?
Do you want to get into... Yeah, we'll get it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Get excited for this. I made this the other day.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The growing backlash for Kevin Spacey.
Now, with that new trouble for soccer superstar Ronaldo, he is taking to social media and denying
That's proper.
That's proper. It's cancelled. You know what I did a few times?
It's a classic jingle.
Dude, I tried to do myself doing a voiceover over the top afterwards, but my voice is not conducive to it. So it's just like, it will be like, oh, whoops. So the jingle would go. And then it'd just be me over the top going, that's probo, it's cancelled. And that's how it would come out. And I'd just be like, oh, that's the worst.
That's much better.
That's probo, it's cancelled.
I'm confused by that jingle because Ronaldo gets a mention.
Yeah,
or something.
There's allegations against Ronaldo, isn't there?
I hope not.
There's a Louis CK one in there as well.
Is there?
Yep. But he gets lost in the Leave Britney Alone clip that I put in.
Oh, is that in there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to listen again? You can listen out for this.
Rewind. Click rewind and have a listen if you really care. We are changing that jingle.
It's good.
Okay. Aaliyah, you get the final
Man,
say
I'm
on the
only,
jingle.
I think for the effort, keep it.
Yeah.
For the effort.
I'm the only one putting effort into this podcast.
Lazy. Yeah.
Into the technical side. Yeah.
He worked on that jingle for 48 hours straight. No sleep.
This is bensound.com to get some free music. And then I just put some other stuff over the top and it took a surprising amount of time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. anyway, so... obviously, everyone knows now how this segment works, if you've been listening. We're just going to come up with some probo things, cancel them. But not like, it doesn't have to be serious probo things, you know. Not necessarily, anyway. I mean, Alan did cancel Einstein for some...
It's pretty serious.
For some, because he's done some serious stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be racist in your diary.
Yeah.
I'll find out about it, and I'll cancel you. And that means... We're all back to Newtonian physics.
The way it should be.
Yeah.
The way it should be.
Mr. Newton, who definitely wasn't a racist, right?
Well.
As far as we know.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to look at his diaries.
Yeah.
He was just a swinging bachelor.
Was he?
Yeah, he didn't marry.
Wasn't he an... Al- Didn't he, what's it called? Is he an alchemist as well?
Yeah, he believed in alchemy.
Yeah.
He believed you could turn any metal into gold.
He was wrong about that.
Can you?
No, you can't. Yeah, no. Scientifically proven that you can't do it.
It's like the Ted Bundy tapes again.
He thought he was Harry Potter or some fucking shit. He thought he could just create. He could just do magic. Yeah, he's a fucking idiot. Right.
Yeah.
Is he cancelled now?
We cancelled.
You can be cancelled or you can be a fucking idiot.
Okay.
And he's just an idiot. Like, unbelievable. People would have just been shaking their head at him. But he'd be like, gravity. And they're like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he was right on gravity. Yeah. He was right about that.
Okay, so what do you want to kick it off?
Well, why do I always have to fucking do everything around here?
Jeez,
it's always like a 50-50. It's always George or me having to do something, and I'm sick of it.
I made the jingle, you go first. Right? That's how it's going to work.
Do you have a good one, Aaliyah?
I think I have a pretty good one.
Yeah?
Do you want me to go first?
No, I'll go first.
Oh,
then.
God.
kicks up a stink and then he wants to go.
Dangle it in front of my face and then, nah,
do you,
I'm going.
Do you want to go
first? No, I don't
want
to go first.
So, I'm doing you a favor.
Please.
Unbelievable. George is still trying to think of one.
Yeah. I got one.
Okay.
I got so many.
Yeah, if it's no good, we'll just keep rattling them out and then we'll cut it together and it'll be good. We'll turn it into a jingle. I think.
No, you go. I was going to say the jingle should be from, instead of the allegation stuff, it should be from other episodes and other bits of the segment.
Yeah.
That's perfect. What we say there. I'll make it again.
Perfect.
Make it again, but we're going to have to use the jingle as is for these episodes. Anyway, go ahead.
Ronaldo. That's who I want to know. I want to talk about a fella who done a few things.
Is this a serious one?
A serious one?
Yeah.
No. We don't keep it serious.
Famously.
We keep it pretty loose. Pretty funny, I reckon. We have a pretty high strike rate of humor.
Of laughs.
Laughs per minute.
Joke to laugh rate. Oh, very high.
Anyway, have you heard of this guy called Prince Siddhartha?
No.
Gautama?
No, I can't say I have.
Haven't.
A.K.A. the Buddha.
Oh, Buddha himself.
The Buddha himself.
Why did he go by Buddha instead?
Well, that's an interesting question, isn't it?
Because he has a name.
Maybe people were looking for him.
Because it's something he did.
Because he was a bit proper.
Was he?
And I think he should be cancelled.
Okay.
The Buddha. Are you a Buddha still here?
No, I'm Catholic.
Yeah, that's not
good.
That's
so it doesn't matter to me if he's cancelled or not.
Thank
Though
God.
The whole of Catholicism has recently been cancelled, so...
No, Catholicism's back.
Oh, it's back.
Yeah, I've decided that it's back.
We cancelled it in a previous episode and now it's back. Yeah.
Back better than ever, baby.
That should be another part of the segment is we get to bring other things back from previous episodes.
That have been cancelled.
That have uncancelled things.
Yeah, we uncancelled.
That have been redeemed.
Well, so basically, I don't know how much you know about the Buddha, but did you know, George, for instance, that he was married?
Really?
Yeah.
To Miss Buddha. Mrs. Buddha.
Miss Gautama.
Right. Okay.
And
where was this? Where did Buddha come from? Where did he?
India.
India, was it?
North India.
Mm. Northern India. Okay.
Lovely cuisine. Not that he cared about that.
Okay.
He was too busy getting married at the age of 16.
Mm.
Ooh. How old was his wife?
16.
Well, that's, you know.
It's legal.
It's to his cousin.
Oh,
there it is.
That's how you get cancelled.
You got to see. It is on this show.
I'll give him a pass on that because that's his dad set it up.
Oh, so it forced marriage from his dad to his own cousin.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a shame.
So he's married to her.
So we're cancelling the dad?
No.
We can still cancel.
Don't get ahead of it.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's more to cancel in this.
Oh, dear.
Well, basically, then at the age of 29, and so then he's got a kid as well.
Yeah.
He leaves his wife and child to start his cult. Let's not forget all great religions started as cults.
Right. Who leaves their family and is just like, I'm going to create a religion?
Yeah.
But he did it, and it's killing it right now.
Mm.
People love Buddhism.
It really paid off.
Yeah.
Wonder what the wife and kids are doing.
Yeah. I wonder what they're up to these days. Yeah.
They would have just been like, where are you going?
What was the religion before Buddha then? Was there one?
I thought.
Yeah, Hinduism is more ancient than Buddhism.
Oh, so he was a Hindu probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're cancelling him because he abandoned his family.
And didn't pay child support.
Oh.
He said, I don't have any money.
Oh, but really?
I'm just sitting under this tree.
But people are making statues of him.
Yeah.
People are making statues of him. What do the statues have on them? What symbol?
Bare belly.
The swastika.
The swastika.
Oh, look at that.
Oh. Definitely cancelled. How is he not?
He was
canceled?
A Hitler.
He was a Nazi before Nazis.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh. So Buddha started Nazism.
No, but...
Yeah. And that's proper.
Yeah. Have you been to Customs House in Sydney and seen the floor in there?
No.
There's a load of swastikas all over the floor.
Oh, built I've seen into
the
that. Floor.
Yeah, yeah, in the entranceway.
Because it used to have some sort of better meaning behind it.
Yeah.
Like something more
before legit. Buddha turned it into a Nazi symbol.
A symbol of hate.
A symbol of hate a few thousand years ago. Yeah, it's fun because it's fun to have guests from overseas and you take them to Customs House and I just show them the swastika. It's like, what do you think of this?
Welcome.
And they're like, oh, jeez.
Because that was welcoming ground for people to Sydney, I guess, before Buddha.
That's the custom.
Man, so we're cancelling him because
he's a Nazi.
Because he's a Nazi. Yeah. Because he's a Nazi.
He married his cousin, a 16-year-old
and then
girl.
Abandoned her,
had a kid. Didn't pay child support.
When he abandoned them,
Sat under a tree, thinking hateful thoughts.
That's probo.
No, that is probo, and you know what? It needs to be cancelled.
It's cancelled.
Thank you.
Cancel Buddha. Are we cancelling the religion as well? Or leave the religion, cancel the man?
A lot of good people follow the religion, I'm sure.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Don't want to let them down.
If you're cancelling every single Buddhist, I would say that's a lot of people.
Don't hate the game, hate the player.
I think that's fair.
All right, well, that's a pretty good one, actually.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's hard to follow.
It is hard to follow.
Hard to follow that train of thought.
It won't be hard to follow my one, so I'll go next. Mm. you know what I want to cancel this week?
Ooh, should we guess?
I think you know it.
No, I don't.
No, you would do.
Okay.
Bondi Rescue.
Oh, cancel it.
Yeah. Has it been cancelled?
Is it
on TV? Yeah.
Are you saying cancel a TV show or Lifesavers? all Lifesavers.
Can we do both?
Cancel the surf club.
Cancel the surf club. Cancel the beach of Bondi, to be fair. Yeah. I mean, honestly. Now, Bondi Rescue is racist to British backpackers. Because they only show...
yeah.
You know, just show some British backpackers face down behind the surf.
Because they're the only ones drowning. They're not going to show Aussies. They can swim.
Some guy from Yorkshire who's never seen the sea sees the sea and he's like, I'm going to go swimming.
This is it.
They never take off. They never take off their backpack, do they?
Yeah, that's the problem. They're just sinking.
They're sinking. It's a heavy backpack.
So I think we should cancel. Is it on Channel 9?
I think it's on one of the Dodge channels now, like the second version of Channel 9.
I think it was. I think it used to be on Channel 10.
Oh, you're right.
I reckon it would be on Channel
10, mate.
Is that a channel?
No, it's 7, mate.
There's a channel called Peach now.
Is that? You're keeping up to date with the TV channels?
Oh.
Well, when I'm at the gym, I check what the different channels are.
You just say that so you can drop these. Go to the gym.
I don't know if you've noticed, Aaliyah, but...
things are looking up.
I've been working on my calves, but...
Yeah, so...
10 Peach. Check it out.
10 Peach? Yes.
Check out my calves. And check out 10 Peach.
Your baby cows.
Oh, man. No, but I think you can agree. Bondi Rescue...
It's cancelled.
...is cancelled.
They do everything they can to avoid getting in the water, those blokes.
I think it was cancelled years ago.
No, I think it's still on.
Because of ratings.
No, I think it's still on.
Yeah, I think they're old episodes.
It's on TV, yeah, but yeah, I think it's old episodes.
Let me do some research.
Let's cancel the repeats.
You want to cancel the repeats? That's, let's see, I feel like...
George can bring things up on his laptop now.
With the internet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like Rogan's show now. We can just be like, oh.
First episode...
Bring that up.
But wait, you guys have to do it yourself. You can't get...
We don't have a dude.
Doesn't have it, yeah.
It's just George.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Three runs.
I don't think there's been one since 2016, an episode.
Thank God.
Should we listen to the audio of an entire episode on this?
Yes, we should.
I'd be kind of keen.
Oh, man. Yeah, so that's what I want to cancel. But no SU. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
It already has been gotten rid of. But also get rid of any
bring
evidence.
Bring it back and
it.
Then cancel it. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Bring it back. Then I come in and go, no. We're cancelled.
Cancel, it's promo.
I'm walking on the beach. I don't know what I'm doing. It's cancelled. This whole thing's cancelled.
Did you ever go to the beach in Britain?
Well, I lived right near the beach in Britain. But you didn't really go because there wasn't sand.
Yeah, where's all the sand?
Sand, I don't know. Do they use it in building? They take it from the beaches and have to use it in building?
Yeah.
Have I
solved
that?
Maybe the Saxons stole all the sand.
It is weird that there is no... It's just rocks, like those black rocks.
Yeah, it's like rocks, like about a fist size, I'd say.
Oh, they're uncomfy.
Yeah, and you walk along them and you're like, oh,
you can't lay down.
Yeah, you can't lay down. Mm.
The sun's not out.
The sun's not out.
You can't build a sandcastle as a kid.
No, it's hard. You can try, but you
build a rock castle. Yeah,
get crushed by
pretty
rocks.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, a better idea, practically.
No sand, really. No sun, no sand, no surf. None of the S's on the beach.
And the place is just a giant beach, really.
It's
an island.
It's 360 degrees of beach that no one goes to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful. Exactly it.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we go to our last... Oh, no. You have a
I was going to say Australia is the same. Giant beach.
That's true, but they're not
huge
nice.
Beach.
Yeah.
The world's largest island. Shout out to Australia. World's largest island. But Tasmania, man. How can that be part of the world's largest island? It's an island.
It's the
well.
World's smallest island.
Yeah.
I wonder what the world's smallest island is.
Tasmania.
Oh, must solve.
Boom. Solved it.
That was a quick segment.
In terms of, yeah.
All right, so we got a last... we got a probo thing, person, event from...
I don't know what it is, but I want to. It's a group of people.
Yeah.
And the concept of people with old money, like people who come from old money.
Yeah, you want to get rid of all of them?
Cancel them. They suck. Stop pretending you're not rich.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
They like to pretend that they're poor.
Yes, they wear like ripped shirts and on their 40,000-acre farms.
Yeah, because over here it's because in the UK when you think of old money you're thinking of, like. Aristocracy.
Mm.
Yeah.
But over here, old money is like...
It's like 100 years old. Relax. It's not that old.
Yeah. So it's not super old. Mm. But it's like people that own lots of land somewhere.
Yeah. Old
They bought a house
families?
In Vaucluse 100 years ago and now it's worth $20 million or whatever.
Yeah. Cancel them. I hate them.
Yeah.
At least new money people know that they suck.
Nouveau riche. That's what they're called, isn't it?
Nouveau riche. God, you must come from old money.
Or they call it slum rich, don't they?
Yeah.
They could say Conor McGregor's slum. Like, slum rich are people that get loads of money and then they don't know what to do with it. So they wear big furry coats and gold sunnies and stuff like that.
But at least you know they're rich.
Yeah, true. They show it, don't they? Yeah, yeah.
Like, stop trying to be humble.
Yeah. No, I agree. No, that's a...
They're probo.
They're probo. They need to be cancelled. Cancel all... And what would you do with the wealth? Would you redistribute it or just take it for yourself?
Take it and make it new money.
Yeah.
Give it turn to everyone that lives in Bondi.
Turn the old money into new money. Yeah. Man, it's like a political statement you're making. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They do need to be cancelled. The other thing I was thinking of was the hooks on the bathroom door.
I think we're gonna talk about pirates. Cancelling pirates, which Airborne. I agree with. I think they shouldn't be fucking putting their hooks in people. And
when they're yawning.
Yeah, when they yawn. Someone's just probably tired. Yeah. And Blackbeard comes along and fucking shoves his hook in your mouth. And his parrots squawking at you. It's terrible.
Man, yeah, well, now we have to think about...
Hooks on doors? Is that what you
want to say? You guys probably don't have this problem, but public bathroom doors where there's no hook on the back for you to hang your bag on. And you have to put your bag on the ground or like hold it while you're
doing your much business. Prefer hooks.
Well, the thing is, if
you're on any kind of door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Yeah.
Cancel it.
You want to cancel the non-existence of something.
Yeah.
So you want to create hooks on doors or cancel all the doors that don't
have hooks. Don't have hooks on the back.
Right, gotcha.
So okay, then you just don't have doors.
Then you're just a doorless.
Everyone can see you wing when you hold your bag.
Yeah.
But you can use the bag as a as a door. Yeah, yeah. I think that if I had to pick one probably thing to cancel this week, I think I'd go with Buddha, to be honest.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was hard to top.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Very well thought out.
Yeah. You put some effort in, didn't you?
Research.
Yeah. It's a little something I do in my spare time. It's try to come up with
probably segments. Things. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Are we going to do... We'll save must read for a little... But we need to think of a question.
Do you have a good question for when I read your tarot fortune, Aaliyah?
Oh,
Because I remember the last time we did must read, it was a friend of the podcast, Ben, was on.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Yao. And it was whether or not he was going to give me a lift to the city afterwards. Oh. And I can't remember what the outcome was.
Well, see, what I can do is I can tell you... a choice, like what's the better choice between two things.
Okay.
So if you're sort of not sure, oh, should I study sociology or should I work at a sandwich shop? I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah. I've actively avoided having to make a decision. Card reading or.
Oh, a card reading? Yeah. Why is that?
Freaks me out.
Yeah.
Does it freak you out?
Yeah, so much.
There we go.
But I feel like some of them, I know, I'm like.
You find it spooky?
Yeah, and I don't want to be told something bad, but I feel like some of them know, like they purposely don't tell you all the bad stuff because they're just like, well, I'll let you deal with that.
I'll tell you the bad stuff.
Oh,
if you get bad cards, I'll tell you. And that's what happened with, you know.
Yeah, I had a load of fucking swords in my back, according to the card that I got.
Yeah.
It was like, if you go out, you're going to die. I'm just like, oh my, you know what? I went out.
No. If you'd have stayed in that night.
I would have died.
You
would have
drowned in your bathtub. That's what we figured out.
I had no plan of having a bath. No plan of having a bath.
Oh, man.
That's what people say.
I'm so superstitious. Yeah. I don't know if I'm down for this. No, I'll think of a question.
Yeah, it could be something about your career, about love, about comedy. It could be anything, you know.
Love or comedy.
Lots of people want to know if they're going to be famous. I ask the cards every day.
Please be a yes today. I said
no every day for the past 10 years.
You know how we started this podcast? George and I were wandering down a deserted dirt road. And we were talking about how, we would love to become famous. And I think George even said he would sell his soul to be famous.
That's not what I said at all.
This is the quickest way you could think of?
And then the devil, the devil appeared. And the devil said, yeah, I'll take your soul and I'll make you famous. And George, then he balked at the idea.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'll give you half my soul and half of George's soul. What will that get us? And he said, this podcast. And that's...
It's fame, baby.
And that's... Yeah, you'll get like 100 to, you know, 50 to 100 listens a week. It's like, oh, that sounds pretty good. And that's what our souls are worth.
So if we gave our entire soul, we would have got 200 listeners per week by that.
We made a big mistake.
Yeah.
We made a huge mistake.
You better go back to that dirt road.
Lucifer, he's tricksy.
Bloody Lucifer.
I'm thinking, I don't know what I thought of when you said tricksy, but I was thinking of a pixie.
Yeah.
That's what he's like.
Pixie.
He's not what you expect at all.
Oh, actually, I do have a question.
Okay, for the cards?
Yeah, for the cards.
Do you want to tell us the question? We don't have to do it right now, but tell me the question at least.
Well, one time, so I love Taylor Swift, unashamedly love her. She's definitely probo.
Yeah.
But she's not cancelled in my books. But one time, one of my best mates said that if I met Taylor Swift in person, she wouldn't like me. So I DM'd Taylor Swift on Instagram saying, hey, just wondering what you think. Do you reckon you'd like me if we met? She didn't write back, but... I want to know if I met Taylor Swift in person, would she like me?
So your friend thinks she wouldn't like you.
Yeah, which is so rude to say to someone.
That's a very harsh thing to say.
It's mean.
But sometimes friends...
That's how they show their love.
Yeah, they're the honest people in your life that you need. Well, that's a very interesting question. And I think we should ask the cards.
Let's do must read.
All right, play that fucking jingle again.
There's no jingle for must read.
I just saying, play the same jingle.
You just say jingle.
It's Bravo. Must read.
It's must read. It's our signature segment. All right, I'm shuffling the cards, Aaliyah. How it works. The growing backlash. How it works is I have to think of the question while I shuffle the cards.
So you sort of intensely think about the question.
Okay. Mm. I'm actually... otherwise, like, I know that this is not a life-changing question, but I'm actually nervous. Just to even be in the presence of some these kind of things freaks me out.
Yeah, because if he doesn't think of the question whilst he's shuffling, then it won't be right.
Think hard.
All right. You can pick the cards if you want.
How many does she need to pick?
Three.
Here we go. She's heading in for the... She's gone to the left of the... There it is. You got one. Going for middle, in the middle? Or are you going like equal along the...
No, I just changed it up at the end.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, boy. Three interesting choices. And we're going to find out what's going on.
If this turns out that she wouldn't like you, will you DM Taylor again and be like, oh, you fucking
confirm,
bitch,
you don't need to write back. Say no more. And I also believe that one day we're going to meet in a social setting. And so this will be a really good leading, like, if I know I'm going to meet her one day.
You know how to approach and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
not going to like me. I won't bother.
Yeah, yeah. But if she does like you, then...
Oh, straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So the first one is... You're thinking right now. Ooh. The magician. Well, I was not expecting that. So, this is a pretty exciting card for the podcast. It's so there's a very literal interpretation. So, it's a magician. He's holding up a candle. It's in a garden. So this is what you're thinking about right now.
Weirdly accurate.
Well, it is accurate because, like, you know, what are the chances you're going to meet Taylor Swift, you know?
True. In my mind, high. Realistically, very, very low.
I think it would take a miracle.
Oh.
A bit of magic.
A little bit of magic for you to meet.
Okay.
A miracle.
Taylor Swift.
Fair.
A miracle?
Ooh, okay. Ooh, Wheel of Fortune. Oh, this is a fucking sick deck. Oh, man, this is good.
This is all. So far, it seems like she's going to really like
you.
Oh,
man, this is it.
You might become best mates.
Yeah, this is sort of what's going to happen in the future.
What does Wheel of Fortune mean, then? What's it saying?
I have no idea. Okay. But there's some interesting things happening. Look at this tarot card. You got a whole bunch of animals there. What are those animals?
Oh, Taylor loves cats, and there's a lion on here, and a bull, and an angel.
And they're all rising.
And they've all got
they?
Wings, yeah, and an eagle. But the wings of the eagle are meant to be there. They're not meant to be on the bull.
See, I think this is the advice card. So I think this is suggesting you should probably write to her again.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah?
I got time.
Another DM? Do it in a letter, maybe.
Slide into those DMs. Oh, no, that's a bad one.
Oh.
And the final result, the old Four of Swords.
It's a guy in a coffin. What the hell?
As you can see, you're dead.
No.
Well.
Maybe that's her. Why does it have to be me? Maybe she's dying to meet me.
That's right. The cards have many interpretations. The old Four of Swords.
Four of Swords.
This person... looks like they might not be dead. In fact, their hands are upraised. So unless you died in that position with your hands.
Oh, he's like thinking.
Yeah, thinking.
He's like, oh.
So I would say that this reading is inconclusive.
Okay.
So
that's fine.
We don't know, but it's two good ones, one bad one.
Yeah, so chances are really good.
But potentially not. Right. Maybe it goes fine with her, but not good with her management.
Oh, I wouldn't go well with anyone's management, I think. I think there'd be security called if I ever got close to it.
That was a good question, though. And
thanks.
A good reading. I've come up with a jingle for this.
That quickly?
Yeah, yeah.
We got lollies.
Oh, yeah, you bought some
Do
lollies
you guys want
for
some
us?
Lollies?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be annoying to open on the microphone?
Okay.
Is that Harry Potter?
Yeah. Man, must read. Oh, I wonder what...
I'm perplexed by that Four of Swords. I'm going to give this a lot of thought.
Yeah? Right
maybe,
now?
Maybe at the end of the episode, I'll tell you what it means.
Oh, thank you so much. Awesome jelly babies.
Yeah. I was raised
lovely.
Well.
If you're listening
never
at home.
Never go to someone's house without an offering.
Yeah. Very good. Mm. Thank you. Man.
Delicious.
So, probably not a good idea to eat them on on a podcast record.
Just rattling them.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you looking it up, Alan?
Yeah, you guys just talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to... Okay. This Four of Swords, this is very troubling.
Really getting to you. Oh,
yeah.
No.
The Four of Swords.
Mm.
Yeah, you do a bit of research.
Wouldn't it be good if there was an app where you could take a photo of the card and it just shows up? Like Shazam, but for tarot cards.
Yeah. It's $1 million idea. Yeah. $1 million idea, maybe. There's a
how much money is that? How many dollars is that?
How many dollars is $1 million? Divided by 100, don't you, I guess? Anyway. It's very exciting. We've only just realized that when we first started using this studio,
mm-hmm.
Alfie started to explain to me how to use it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, all good. And I told
him. I'll figure it out. Yeah.
So it turns out that if you plug this cable in here, I can play stuff from my laptop into the record.
Oh, straight away.
Yeah, so I can just play any YouTube video
straight
in, which is why I can play the Harry Potter theme music. Have you figured out what it means?
I'll say it right at the very end of the episode.
Oh, the big reveal.
It's going to be the big
reveal. Ted Bundy reveal.
Keep listening. Keep listening. Don't fast forward. Just keep listening to all the good bits before we get to that part.
What about my marketing idea? For podcasts.
That's pretty good. You want to tell George about that?
Yeah. So I had this stellar idea.
Mm-hmm.
When you record a podcast, message like a few, maybe five, depends how many friends you've got, 5 or 10 people each week being like, hey, like you should listen to the podcast this week. We gave you a bit of a mention.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll listen to the whole podcast waiting for them to come up. And then they never come up. And then when they, if they ever approach you about it, just say, oh, yeah, it's next week. It's next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then they just keep listening.
Yeah.
And eventually you have
selfishly.
Like, you have a fan base.
Yeah.
That's how fan base is.
People listening for their own name.
Yeah. That's a good idea. We could do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm going to do. Send out a mass text saying, hey guys, hope you don't mind. Like I mentioned.
That's a good idea. I just mentioned it's all good though. It's fine. It wasn't anything bad.
Yeah. Listen and let me know because the boys can take it down.
Yeah. I mean, we're actually getting to the sticky end of the pod though.
Oh, nice. Oh, I just kissed the microphone.
Well, that's right. The
that's what we expect. Didn't you have a dream that you wanted to interpret?
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about it. Oh, it's gonna be 10 minutes longer this episode. No, probably not. But I had a dream a week ago that you were in.
Me?
Yeah. So we played doubles Wimbledon.
Oh.
And we lost in the finals.
You and I were the doubles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think you guys would lose in the finals if you were playing in Wimbledon?
You know what? It was so funny because in the dream, I go up to him and I'm like, oh, I've bloody registered to be in Wimbledon, but I don't have a doubles partner. And you're like, oh, that's about it. I can be the doubles.
I played a bit of tennis.
And then
we
made it to the finals and then we lost. Yeah.
Really?
So
oh, wow.
We were hoping, we tried to set up to call a dream interpreter on the recording, but we couldn't get the phones to work, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should, we might have to do a follow up on that to get.
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of interpretation. Do you have any idea what that could mean, though, Alan? Or
is it that you want to face a big challenge with me?
Maybe. And then only just fail before.
Yeah. But still get a lot of credit and probably a lot of money.
Yeah, I think you get a lot for coming second in the doubles of Wimbledon.
Is there mixed doubles in Wimbledon?
There is in the Olympics.
Oh,
there's mixed
cool.
doubles. Isn't there? Is there?
Yeah, there is mixed doubles in Wimbledon.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, weird that it was me, not someone that actually plays tennis.
Yeah, I don't play tennis. I've never played tennis in my life. No.
Just that grass court.
Yeah. I don't know why it happened.
Really tempted you.
And I was really, when I woke up, I was really annoyed that I'd lost the Wimbledon finals.
Oh, so it was probably my fault.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I lost the Wimbledon, but then I was happy because I realized it wasn't real.
Yeah.
I was like, I wasn't actually playing Wimbledon.
Phew.
Didn't thank
just
God
lose
for that.
The biggest competition in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With a woman who doesn't play tennis.
And a man that doesn't play tennis. Yeah.
Jeez, we did well to get that far.
We did, actually. I can't remember who we played.
Some duds, obviously. Yeah. Or maybe we should play tennis together.
Maybe that's what the dream means.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start playing doubles together and see how far we can get. Ben Cosham can be our coach.
Us two, V, Conchetta and Ben. Conchetta's really into
What does she
tennis
play?
At the moment. I don't know if she plays, but she's really into it.
Oh, but she's into tennis. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Well, I think that maybe, Alan, you can reveal what this card means, and then we'll probably wrap it up.
Yeah, I've been waiting to eat this lolly.
Yeah.
It means meditation.
Oh, so...
So how does that relate to Taylor Swift and the question? So I think the advice is to DM her. I think we figured that out. And the magician is your current state of mind, your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, anything's possible. I can be Taylor's Tay-Tay, as I call her. Where did you stand on the Katy Perry versus Taylor Swift thing? So you were on Team Swift?
Yeah. Oh, big time. Katy Perry, forget about her.
She's old news.
Cancelled. Yeah. They're mates again now, but she's still cancelled.
I was always on Katy's side.
I mean, Katy's definitely cool. Taylor Swift's not cool. And if she ever listens to this podcast, I'm sure she'll be fine with me saying that.
Well, could you get along so well?
I might DM her and say, we mentioned you in the podcast. You better listen along.
I hope that's okay. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so this Four of Swords, it's a knight and he's lying down and he's thinking. There's a bit of meditation going on. So you, so I guess DM her and then wait.
Okay.
But that doesn't answer the question at all.
So just directly.
That's just going to be the same result
the
as
same
now.
Answer, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give it a crack again.
Yeah, send another DM, see what happens. And that's basically the end of the episode. It's been fun. I think you've had fun.
I've had so much fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it was a good old ep.
I'm excited for my lolly.
Yeah. We're going to leave you and eat some lollies now.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks for listening. Hope you have a good time.
And if Taylor Swift is listening, DM me back.
Yeah. Respond.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.